State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
See how I come from the school of Tupac. I'm a rhyme. You don't want to what?
Mess with me.
Tell I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Taz, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough.
I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us.
Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
What's happening, everybody? This is Tesla Figaro with the Straight Shot, No Chaser Podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. I am doing this live on Twitter right now. Hopefully, my Instagram family will join me. I typically record my podcast on Instagram because I love the interaction with folks. You guys know I love talking to you. I'm going to shut up. I want to take some of your calls today. Let's just do what they call on the Breakfast Club and get it off your chest. I have two co-hosts who are joining me today, Alanis Crowns and Marcellus. They will be here helping me navigate. Just in case you're not familiar, the Black Effect Podcast Network is a network that is on iHeartRadio, the largest audio platform in the country, started by Charlamagne Tha God. I have a podcast there. And this recording will be on the podcast. I'm going to get right to it. Looks like we have a terrain.
What's up, Jane? If you don't get my name right, I know something. How you doing, sis? Hey, Tess.
Hey, honey. Stop letting that bother you. People mess up my name all the time. We know it's Torrin, Teslin, Tess. I answer to it all. I know that everybody. Y'all be talking caught up on names. I feel you, though, baby. Sometimes you just get it wrong. It's all right.
Torrin, my bad.
It's all good. First of all, it's good to see you in 2024. I'm glad you're dropping on the game. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Happy New Year, love. And I'm just teasing about your name, but I don't mind. They can mess up my name all day long, so it don't bother me. But it's Torrin, everybody. Hello, Torrin. No problem.
I'm going to try to be quick because I'm on the road. A lot of the conversation when it talks about black people and voting and what we need to vote for, is led by people who are very condescending towards black people. You talk about people who have backgrounds, and you see people who might be doing a little bit better or might be affluent black who are real condescending to people who want to get involved in politics, but they may not have the background and they may not have the connections. So how can people who are may come from backgrounds, maybe they have a criminal record or maybe they've done some things that may not be perfect or they may not be connected to the wine and champagne people, how can they get motivated to motivate the people that they want to motivate without doing an end run around these people who want you to kiss their behind?
Yeah. I mean, again, when you are running in a local city, and I'll going to use a real time receipt. I don't have to guess about it. Regina Hill was arrested 21 times. We didn't sit up here and wait on nobody to kiss no behind. We went and found the people that rock with us. So even felons who couldn't vote at that time in the state of Florida, you got a baby mama, don't you? You got a wife, you got a husband, you got a mama, you got a something. We went outside of the network. There's been this myth to think you got to get them on your side. Whatever you did to become a criminal, if you became a criminal the honest criminal way, meaning you wasn't nervous about doing nothing you did to become a criminal, use that same energy and get busy in these streets. Nothing organized like a gangbanger like I know, like a dope dealer that I know. When you came to the city, and I'm not saying you, I'm just using for the dope, shout out to the dope deals in the building, all of your, oh, she glorifying dope. No, I'm just giving you the example because now my friend's now joined the live, and he knows, I'm always telling this. If you could figure out how to take keys and go plant it in Oklahoma City and Kansas and everywhere else and flip it and go with one person and flip it and get a whole organization, you mean tell me you can't get 200 people to come to the polls? Gangbanging is organizing. Selling dope is organizing. Whatever you did was organizing. You got caught, but you still knew how to organize. So it's the same skill. It's just understanding, how do I apply that same skill? Stop being scared. Oh, I got to go through them. No, you don't. You didn't go through nobody when you robbed that bank. I'm not suggesting people to rob banks around, but you know what I'm saying. Well, you want nobody waiting no position, no permission to do nothing else you did. So why wait on this? You literally have nothing to lose. And you might fuck around and win. Stop depending on what everybody else say you got to do. It does not take a lot of money. It takes you being able to file. And if you cannot file, then you run by getting on petition. Meaning, I was a candidate once and realized it wasn't for me in Orlando, Florida. I got my petition signed in one night, hard and heavy bike riders and the strippers. Got my petition signed in one night to be on the ballot. People got to pay to get on the ballot. When you pay to get on the ballot, that tells me you can't organize. All you need to do is get on the ballot and go knock on some damn doors. Everybody want to do everything but knock on doors. It's kind of like with kids. You want to do everything but clean the kitchen. Clean the kitchen. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it right after I get done with something. Clean the kitchen. It's simple on the local and state level.
You see, and that's my point. See how you're giving everybody actual things to be able to do, to be able to build on? A lot of times these conversations that happen in social spaces just basically telling people to shut up and vote and quit asking questions because you ain't qualified to do that. And that's what I've said. I think that turns a lot of people off from even getting involved in the process because the HNIC mentality and that gatekeeper shit keeps a lot of people out of it.
Oh, for sure. But I'm just here to let you know you can hop over the gate. The gate is hoppable. Again, in the Jumbotron, when you tell me it take 5,000 people to get a Compton mayor elected and 80,000 people live in Compton, you mean tell me MCA we can't get 5,000 people to rock with you? Of course we can. Of course we can. So it's just giving people the game, but you got to be willing to take the game and roll with it. If Inglewood can be an entire blood organization and you can have thousands of people under the bloodline, then you tell me you can't get 200 of them to show up at the polls? They run through a wall for you. They can't do that? And get some real power? That's what the mafia does. So it's just giving the game. But you can't be scared about this either. But it also takes you working and working on the ground. It ain't by this damn talk. And you're right. A lot of people, the gatekeepers tour, and they do say that. But let me speak to the other side to keep it balanced. A lot of these people y'all listening to on these podcasts, they ain't never ran no race. They just sit up and talk about the gatekeepers all the time. But how many races, though, have you won? They ain't never ran no race either. So although they're talking about the gatekeepers, they ain't went and knocked on nobody's damn door. So they ain't giving game either. They just talking about the gatekeepers. Anybody can sit up here. I can sit up here and make y'all mad at the gatekeepers all day. How many times have you knocked down the door, though? Let's run through those receipts. That's what inspires people. I did it the other day on live. Well, that sound like pie in the sky. I'm Betty Crocker. This ain't no pie in the sky. I'm giving you real examples, Google verifiable examples. It's not bragging. Oh, there she go talking about receipts again. Right. People that got receipts can talk about receipts. Only people that can't talk about receipts are people that like to talk about theories and what it sound like. No, if you are good in the Air Force, meaning keeping the conversation going on the pod level and love, I got a podcast. I got three shows. Getting ready to do another one. But I am an organizer first. Above all else, I'm an organizer first. You cannot outwork me on that ground. And if you're not a ground person, then partner with a ground person. The Air Force has to partner with the Marines. Are no wars won. So although the establishment talked down to people, Torah, and I got to be honest and say those of us on the conscious side, they keep people mad, but ain't directing them to nothing either. Just keeping people mad, not giving them no clear direction. And it's because they don't know. And they're too prideful to partner with people that know because they want to be the only ones that know. And that's not getting us ahead either.
Thank you so much, Tiff. Always.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate it. Happy New Year to you again. Jade, who's next?
Next up, we have Trent.
Hey, Teslin.
Hey.
I glad you worked on the Bernie campaign in 2016. I tried. Well, you guys were more successful in Michigan than we were, unfortunately, in Ohio in 2016. Because I remember in Michigan, we won. And then Ohio was just a big disappointment. I worked in kind of the northeast part of the state near Cleveland, like Cuyahoga County. Mm-hmm. My question for you is, because I hear like you made the point that there are a lot of people who are gatekeepers, but there are also a lot of people who are just criticizing gatekeepers. How do we combat nihilism in voting? Because one of the things that I've dealt with,
break it down in layman's term, baby. Don't use big words. We just talk for everybody. I mean, I appreciate the intellect, but break it down so everybody understands.
Yeah, how do we combat complacency when it comes to voting? Because one of the things that I've dealt with when I've tried to organize in my community is I'll hear a lot of people talk about how they're not good candidates. There are people who everybody's a sellout, et cetera, et cetera. And then there's sometimes where progressive candidates are not given the support that they need to be given. I mean, I think about, I don't live in Cleveland, but I think about someone like Nina Turner who ran on what a lot of people on here would say is a good platform. And in a city, in a district of 300,000, 400,000 people, only 22,000 people voted for her. So I guess that's my question, because there is a lot of talk about how we need better representation. And then some of the people that run are not supported like they need to be supported. I mean, I wasn't involved in Marcel Dixon in South Carolina, but for all the talk about reparations on here, you would think that someone like that would get more support. So that's my question.
Mm-hmm. Great question. Well, I actually was Nina Turner's director of communication. She's a personal friend of mine. And I'm gonna give you the hard stone cold truth. Nina left Cleveland and went national. And although she got very close the first time, and a lot of people did raise money against her. But again, Rashida Tlaib, they raised a lot of money against her too. But Rashida Tlaib was on the ground. Nina was running in a moderate city that voted 70% Joe Biden. You people on Twitter can't win nothing for nobody in Cleveland, even though it's a congressional seat, a federal seat. It's still local. It's still about getting 30,000 people to the polls. And although she was very close, she had not been working on the ground for 6 years. So even though she was more dynamic, even though she had a better platform, even though all of these things, at the end of the day, she ran against somebody that was a Democrat chair. She ran against somebody that was literally sitting in the city council seat who was not as dynamic as her. But that was the people that was the one that was kissing hands and shaking babies while she was on the campaign trail. That shit matters. That's a part of the calculus. And she's a very close friend of mine. And she don't like it when I say that, but that's just the real. That's just the real deal. At the end of the day, they should be. Y'all can't tell Cleveland how to run their city. 70% of them people are moderate. You progressives can't tell them shit about that. They don't even like you progressives. Nina need to be running in California. Matter of fact, I told her that today. She be running where they rock. You go run where people rocking with you. You don't go force no man or no woman, begging no woman. You know damn well out your league. How many of y'all follow the woman at the club? When y'all go to the club, I like to give these type of analogies because I know it relates to people. When you go to the club, you know damn well that woman at your league. Now, sometime every now and then, you might shoot your shot. Maybe you're lucky. But let's just keep it real. Brothers, put a 100 if you agree. In the club, you're going to go with the low-hanging fruit. I just want to see how many of y'all going to keep it real. put a 100. If you're trying to take something home tonight, you know damn well you ain't going to the finest one in the club. You're going to the low-hanging fruit. Do I got anybody that's going to be a witness and tell the truth? Some of y'all lying. Torin, you lying. Because that one day when you said on your thing, see, now I got to bring up receipts. When you said something one day, because I remember talking to you about it, you were saying something about not approaching a woman because something. Now, don't make me pull up the receipt. Because I remember... That's right. That's right. You said if you don't approach women if you ain't dressed, so why would you just put a thumbs down? So if you ain't dressed right in the club, you said you don't approach women if you dress. And I was like, Torin, you a handsome man. You different than the gangsters. I know. I don't give a damn. They approach you butt naked. They don't give a shit what they got on. So put the thumbs up, Torin, because if you feel like you're not in the best position, you ain't going to approach nobody. Why? Because you live in Atlanta. You know them brothers be dressing sharp. So you only going to come with your best game, correct? Okay, then. So I don't know why you put it. Uh-oh, y'all. Torin didn't think I remember when he posted that. Put a 100. Put a 100 if y'all believe that Torin didn't believe I was going to pull that receipt. See, I stay. Torin didn't think I remember that receipt. But Torin said, because I reached out to you. I went out my way to say, what you mean? Yeah, if I'm not on my shit, I'm not going to approach her. Because I want to make sure that I'm on top of my game so I won't get rejected. Because guess what? Men don't like being rejected. Now, the men that I know in L.A., they don't give a damn what they looking like. They don't give a damn if you Beyonce, if you whoever. Hey, what's happening? What's happening, Mom? They don't give a shit. So region's got a lot to do with it, too. But we could table that and have that conversation another day. But the point is, when you're in the club, you either going to go towards the low-hanging fruit if you know you ain't on your shit and you trying to take something home tonight. Or if you trying to get the baddest in the club, you're going to make sure you on your top tier depending upon your region. So what I'm saying to that is stop talking to people that don't want to fuck with you. You spend too much time talking to people that don't want to fuck with you. Using the example, it's 80,000 people using the Compton, California example. Why are you talking to the same 5,000 people over and over? One thing that the establishment does when they go in the voter action network, they go to the super voters. They only talk to their voters that they know are going to vote for them. That's why when y'all think y'all saying something by saying y'all going to stay home, let me give you news. Let me give you some breaking news to those who actually worked on a campaign. You are helping them out with that. We just going to stay home. Guess what? It's always more people that stay home than it is that show up. You are not helping at all. Not at all. In fact, it makes it easier for me to get 51% because if you stay home, now I only got to find 500 people. I don't have to find 1,000. The trick to it is, Torin, and those of y'all and who are listening that think y'all be saying sometime that y'all staying at home. The trick to it is running a candidate to split the vote. Get anybody to do it. Grandma, uncle, whoever. Put them on the ballot. If you want to stick it to somebody, that's what you do. You make them work harder. Using the example I gave you. 2,300 people showed up. They could put it back in the jumbotron so they can see it. Look at the city of Compton primary nominating election. 2,300 people showed up for Christine. Then after that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 other people ran. The person at the bottom, Elijah, had 43 people show up. That 43 people showed up, that hurt Christian at the top. 43 people staying at home don't hurt staying at home. But 43 people that voted for her, voted for Elijah, that actually hurt Christian. So y'all not saying nothing when y'all say, oh, I'm just going to stay at home. Those are people that have never had to work a win number. I'm telling you how it works. Randomly just put anybody on the damn ballot. Write in somebody. I'm not telling you to vote for somebody you don't support. What I'm telling you is if you want to stick it to them, you make it harder for them to climb that hill. That's how you push the line, not by sitting at home. That just makes the win number easier to get to. So you do not combat complacency. Stop talking to people that ain't rocking with you. You go find your district. Had Nina Turner ran in California like I told her to do, like she publicly acknowledged that Figaro told her to do, because that's what she called me, Figaro, she would have won. Why would you spend time talking to people that you know ain't rocking with you? They don't like Bernie Sanders. I don't like Bernie Sanders. Black people are moderate. They are not progressive for the most part. They should be, but the progressive movement do not know how to talk to Black people. They still do that low information voter. It's ran majority by white people, and I can't stand them. So although I work for Bernie Sanders, it's a lot of anti-Black. I was the only and the first staffer that called out Bernie Sanders and his racism. After I did that, 10 people followed me. That's why Bernie Sanders got his ass dusted. That's the truth of the matter.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
And Teslin, the last thing I just wanted to say too is that is also something that I just think is a misconception, because I hear when
Tell me what the misconception is, Bart.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a misconception when people on here act like the grassroots voters are progressive and it's elites that are moderate. Like a lot of grassroots voters in places like Cleveland, because Cleveland Black voters aren't necessarily wealthy. A lot of them are very moderate, not only socially, like people like to talk about, but economically. Like a lot of voters fundamentally, when I've canvassed and I've said, oh, well, what about Medicare for all? Or what about minimum wage increase? A lot of them are like, yeah, I just want my health care to be improved. I'm not with that Medicare for all stuff. So mm-hmm. I think that's something mm-hmm. that's important for people on here to know. It's not just bougie Negroes who are talking about, you know, being economically moderate. A lot of
For sure. The average working class, and again, this is for, and I appreciate having you on this call because I love talking to people that actually work on the ground. Black people are moderate. and largely a lot lean conservative in a lot of ways. Black people had to work hard as hell to get their money. They ain't trying to sit up and give it all away to the government. That is an absolute misconception. And it doesn't mean that they're conservative. And it doesn't mean that they don't care. It's just the issues that matter to them. Yes, we do. We have an overall list of these. But I want to be clear. The progressive movement is ran by white folks. Now, if you want more black people involved, then black people need to go over there and take over that shit. Because right now, they cater to white folks. They're no different. When I hear them talking about boomers and, we don't like you black elites and all these white people to get all these nuts to talk crazy to black people. I tell my time, you stay out black folks' business. You stay out black folks' business. Black conservatives will deal with black conservative progressives. Black progressives will deal with black establishment Democrats. White folks, you burners, you keep your ass out of black people's business. That's what turned a lot of people off. Sometimes it's not always the platform, it's the candidate. And I'm telling you firsthand, working on that campaign at the national level, 10 of us that went on that campaign, I walked in the door the same day Senator Turner did. I know how they did her. I know what they did on the ground. I was on them conference calls. I saw it. That's why I wish somebody would challenge me on it, because I know what I saw. And they no different than with the Democrat establishment, boomers, whatever you want to call it. They don't know how to talk to black people. They don't know how to deal with black people. They think the answer is always low information voter. Now, sometimes black people just don't like you. Sometimes they just don't like you. Period. You don't know how to talk to black people. You tell black people what they should and should not be doing. If I heard that one more time about him walking with MLK, black people don't give a shit about who you walk with, no MLK. You ain't met no black people in 20 years. And the black people that you did meet, I introduced them to him. So I can talk that shit. I'm over-exaggerating. Obviously, he met more, black people.
That I was
a
part of.
Until they value relationships that real black people have on the ground in the progressive movement, black people will never go over there. They've turned a lot of black people off. And black, it is not just this bougie. You are absolutely right. Middle class black people are largely moderate. They ain't with that socialism shit y'all on. Not at all. Because the reality of it is, it's still a lift all boats tide, whatever shit be over there talking about. And we ain't with that because we know that do not serve us well. But I do think more black people should be in the progressive movement. I really, really do. It just ain't going to be me. I'm not a progressive. But I did work on a progressive campaign. Two things can be true at the same time. Who's up next? Or did you have any follow-up with that, Trent, before I go? Because I do like...
That's all I wanted to say. Because that's why, I mean, particularly with everybody on here, Torin, you, like, that's all I want to push back on. Because I want to be clear, I'm lucky that I'm doing well, I'm doing okay, I'm surviving in this economy. But most of my family, even in terms of the presidential election, a lot of them are very working class. They're like, I got some of my student loans forgiven. That's enough for me. I'm voting for the Democrats. So I just wanted to add that, because that's one of the biggest misconceptions I hear, is that black people who even next year who are going to vote for Biden are all going to be people who are making $400,000. Like, keep in mind, Detroit votes 95% for Democrats. And a lot of those people are people who are very poor, and very, my city, Allentown, is a very poor city, and it's a very moderate Democratic city. So that's all I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought up student loans, because, in the conscious space, if you will, there's a lot of, forget them student loans don't blah, 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 blah. Well, again, everybody should be looking at, I have 3 degrees. I'm going to get my 4th. I got student loans. That's not why I vote, because again, I because of what I do in my work, in my life, I typically vote a lot of collective issues, but I'm considering the collective. But for most part, you're supposed to do what works for you. And if you have a $400 or $500 student loan, that matters. Y'all got to stop shaming people for that too. Y'all got that bad. Just because your ass didn't go to college don't mean like somebody else ain't supposed to be concerned that $500 is not taking care of their kids, or that $500 is not going towards their rent. That's hurting them. That can be a real issue for them. Y'all get that a lot from these podcasts. They be telling y'all it ain't about student loan. These are people that never went to college. So it's very easy for somebody who ain't never went to college, don't have a student loan, to be telling somebody else what they need to be concerned about. You can say college is a sham. You can say whatever you want to say. But I'm here to tell you, black folks, I needed all the credentials, because no gate was open for me. There was no gate. No mama, no daddy put me on. Everything I had to do, I had to hustle. So I needed it all. I needed the degrees. I needed the certifications. I needed the relationships. I needed it all. So I don't shit on anybody. The trades, all of that, whatever it is to get you to move your family forward that works for you, the nerve of somebody else that decided to take a different route and to tell them what should matter to them. That's just what matters to them. But let me be fair on the other side. Those of you that got college degrees, shaming people that don't, and telling them, making them feel like because they don't have a college degree, they're not equal to you, talented 10, y'all need to have a seat too. You're wrong. Because blue collar is critically important. And it takes degrees, but also blue collar jobs. So again, we have to look at what works for you. If somebody's paying $1,000 in student debt, yeah, that's going to matter to them. Just like if you're paying $1,000 in child support, it matters to you. If that's something you like, hey, I don't think Florida should have it where if I don't pay child support, I don't have a driver's license. They take your driver's license. When I moved to Florida, I never met so many people that didn't have driver's license in my life because they didn't pay child support. And they got too behind. They still was paying the best that they could. They lost a job. They got on their ass. They wasn't just deadbeat dads. Situations put them in that way. Let me deal with this because it's another, I'm just giving y'all a bunch of game today. Another talking point. Y'all talk about how, oh yeah, they got motivated in the 60s to be single. I really don't want to go there, but I do got to say this while we're there. Oh, they was incentivized to be single mamas. Yeah, that's true. But ain't nobody incentivized you to walk away either. Who incentivized you? I don't know no man in my family that walked away from his children. You can't make my ex-husband walk away from his child. What incentive? You can't incentivize him enough. You couldn't incentivize my daddy enough to walk away from me. So even if she got incentivized to get on Section 8, that ain't incentivizing your ass to not take care of your kids and be a part of their life. So let's stop that blame game. Y'all love that talking point. It is true. But ain't nobody telling you not to take care of your family. Let's just keep it a buck. Men do men things. Even if you got a trash baby mama. I remember, shout out to Trey the Truth. Those of you who follow him on Instagram, he put his whole story out when he was fighting to see his baby girl. He put it all out publicly because he wanted people to know, I'm putting it all on the line to see mine. You couldn't incentivize him to not stay away from his baby girl. So no, men that want to be in your children's life, you will be in your child's life come hell or high water. If you got to go to court, if you got to do whatever, you got to lay your body down, whatever. Whether you got money or don't have money, you're going to show up, you're going to be something. So let's stop. Yeah, let's stop these talking points about talking about what happened in the 60s. We talking about right now, 2024. Get your ass involved in your child's life. And it's not always going to be a two-parent household. It is what it is. Sometimes relationships don't work out. That has nothing to do with your relationship with your child. We'll be talking about that on Tez on 10, by the way. I just wanted to put that out there because when I come to Twitter, you know, I try to give my two cents on a lot of the same talking points that y'all put out over and over and over and over and over. Yeah, the white man incentivized y'all in the 60s. This 2024, brother. What are we up here talking about? You going to pay the child support or you ain't? You going to take care of your child or you ain't? It's just that damn simple. And yes, women, let me be fair because I know y'all like to make sure I'm fair. Yes, women, you better start going to get your ass. You should be supporting healthcare than anybody because you absolutely supporting Planned Parenthood is not about just abortion. It's also about getting you birth control, IUD. Get you some pills. I was married 13 years. I didn't have my first child and my only child with my ex-husband. This is his only child. We waited 7 years. I'm not just going to sit up here and have no baby. My ex-husband better than a whole lot of y'all husbands y'all live with. Oh, Tesla, why it didn't work out? Because it just didn't. Ain't none of your damn business. But he in my life every step of the way and better than most of y'all. And I mean that can fix anything, stop everything. I live in a city right around the corner from them. We co-parent to the highest level. That's why I'm able to do all of this that I do. Shout out to the black men in the building that take care of their kids. And he's a mechanic. And I helped him start from the bottom, from being floating all the way to being a district manager. And this is his only child, by the way. He didn't go out and have no 15 other kids or no 15 other women. He said it'll only be by one woman, my forever wife. And I'm still on healthcare and still on insurance. Yeah, that's how you get it done, ladies. We can have that at another conversation. And y'all know it's true because Marcellus has been a witness when he's popped up over here and said it on the live because I love receipts. This is my forever wife. So let's just be clear. I can't get rid of him. Some of y'all looking for a man. I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of him. So let's not run the receipts on that. What's the next question?
We don't currently have anyone else in the queue.
Nobody else has anything to say. No feedback. I appreciate you guys tapping in. Put a 100 if you love these random conversations where we're tapping in, you know, across the board. I love when you guys chime in. It makes the show fuller. It is really important that I engage with you guys. It really, really is. Jay, you said I needed to unblock somebody. Is that person still here? Because I would love him to come forward and explain why he blocked me.
Sure. Actually, you blocked him because I believe he was trolling. He wanted to repent for his trollish ways back in 2023. So I will get on that right now. I'll see if he can come through.
Yeah, I'll be interested to know. I'll be interested to know why his trollish ways, why you come before the congregation and let's repent, because it's always love in my heart. And the receipts show it. Like, I love my people. You can't run me off nowhere. But every time that we done ran, you ain't ran me off no damn where. Ran me off what? Well, run me out? You run me off anywhere. You ran me straight to where? And for what?
Justin, I will say this. I notice when you hold spaces, a lot of people be on their best behavior, because I see some folks who don't act like this in other spaces, but I'll leave that alone. Well, it's your house. I'm going to sit on with my drink and post up.
You going to say
the name on the drink?
No, I'm playing.
Well, I mean, hey, at the end of the day, see, the thing is, you got to be able to back it up with receipts. I don't get on here and just be talking and theorizing and, well, what we need to do, brother and sister and brother. You got to come with them receipts with me, and they ain't got to like me, but I'm going to run them receipts. This is Google verifiable shit. This ain't theories. This ain't talking. This ain't, oh, yeah, you doing it for clout. Are you crazy? I have a contract with iHeartRadio, sirs and ma'ams. I don't get paid off no damn clicks on no YouTube. Are y'all crazy? Not at all. I'd really rock with y'all because I just rock with y'all. It's hard to fight the receipt store, and it really is. It's not about bragging. It's just keeping it real. Tell me when people come at me and they think they know me and think, don't worry, just follow me a little while longer and it's going to all make sense. Them receipts going to all make sense. I've been talking about the same thing for the last 15 years. While everybody else talking about everything else, every other day they talking about everything else. I'm going to be talking about the same shit, whether it's 20 people listening, 50 people listening. It's consistency at the end of the day. And when I throw back them receipts, you can't, the facts are the facts.
And you know what, Tez, real quick, the sad part is even when you bring receipts, you're just trying to give information, right? But for some sad reason, people will feel like you're trying to one-up them and want to argue with you. And I'm like, family, nobody's trying to one-up you. I'm just sharing information. It's like you said, it's all Googleable. That's just the sad part. I wish we could just share information like you doing here, Tez, and people not try to just one up you all the time.
Well, I welcome the one up. So for me personally, I welcome the one up, because it's going to take about two up with me. I welcome the one up. If you're going to tell me about a campaign, I'm going to ask you when the last campaign you worked. Well, you know, I ain't worked no campaign. Okay, well then, what are we moving on to the next caller? So I like the one up. I welcome the one up. I like one-on-one. Let's go one-on-one. Let's go one-on-one when it comes to me, you challenging me. I don't like talking just to talk. If we're going to talk about it, we need to talk about, like that brother that got up, Tread, I believe, when he got up and said he worked on the campaign. And then when he mentioned Cleveland, it wasn't nothing for him to, he couldn't combat what I said because I was her director of comms. So surely he know what I said was the truth. I could have went along with it and said, oh man, they did Senator Turner so wrong. That's a friend of mine. I had her on the Breakfast Club this morning. I went out my way to make sure she was quoted on the Breakfast Club this morning. She didn't ask me to do that. I did that. Don't nobody rock with her harder than me. But I'm still going to tell you the truth. And the truth of the matter is she hadn't been on the ground in six years. That made a difference. And when Trent said, well, they wasn't supporting her on this app. Can't nobody on this app make her win. They raise a lot of money. They don't vote in Cleveland. Them people that supporting on this app do not vote in Cleveland. That made a difference. Rashida Tlaib walked the dog on their ass. They raised just as much money, if not more, but that woman works on the ground. Do y'all realize that Detroit is the blackest city outside of Jackson, I believe. Do y'all realize there's no black representation for Michigan? None. They outworked them black folks. I know, because my girlfriend worked up the person that was running against Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib walked the dog on them when it comes to knocking on that door. So you can't just say, oh, it's just money. How did they do it? The same organization went after Rashida Tlaib. I've never met Rashida Tlaib a day in my life. But I know she ran circles around them seven black people she was running against. And it come down to knocking on them doors. That's why Biden better be very afraid of Michigan,
Because when it comes to the American Indian Muslim population, they ain't playing no games with you. It ain't just Twitter with them. They about that door business. You can believe that. I know because I worked in that state. That's why Rashida Tlaib and the other person, I forgot his name, two American Indian Muslims run that. Not black people. The establishment, all of them torn. They all ran. And she walked the dog on all seven of them. Because you cannot outwork her. The lady that she was running against, a.k.a. establishment, the same organization that tried to take down Rashida, that tried to take down Nina Turner, put the same money behind her. And she got her ass dusted because she didn't show up to nothing. She wasn't working. The people didn't believe in her. Rashida Tlaib did better in the hood than she did. And she was a former elected official, the former city clerk. No, she thought she could just walk her ass up in there and take that seat. Rashida Tlaib had news for her. And she's the loudest in Congress, constantly getting in trouble. When you got your city on lock, can't nobody keep you from that seat. She works the ground. Her work ethic beat all of them black people. That's really what it is at the end of the day. I know a lot of these people that need to get subscribes and clicks and likes and all that who ain't never worked on no race. I'm telling you what it is, baby. On that damn crown. You got to work on this ground. It's the hardest thing ever. It's hard to get candidates to knock and get them doors slammed in their face.
Are you talking about Sheree Tenetha? That's the other representative.
Who?
Sheree Tenetha.
The other one from Michigan.
That's the elected one?
I believe so.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right. I'm not sure. But I know it's two. I know Rashida. I'm familiar with Rashida Tlaib's race because my girlfriend, Jay, you know Michelle, she worked on the campaign against her. So I had a very inside view of watching how that dog got walked on her. Even with all the money. AIPAC, the organization, the Jewish organization, that's the largest PAC in the country, the most powerful PAC, they put that same money behind Rashida Tlaib. Go Google it. And she beat them. She beat them. She knows her. She ain't out there talking to people that don't rock with her. She talking to the people that rock with her. That's the key. And they got that shit on lock in Michigan. And that's why. And that's why you don't have any black representation in Michigan. So, yes, people supported Nina Turner financially, but they did not live in the city of Cleveland enough. And she did very well, honestly, in my opinion, better than what I thought. Because that district votes 70% Joe Biden, period. Now, go run her in California. Y'all encourage it. I told her, go to California. You win right out the gate. You want to be in Congress so bad. I think she's better, more effective outside of Congress, but that's just my personal opinion. Let me unblock I got it now, Jade.
Okay. And then next up we have Immortal Melanin, followed by Rana.
And I've unblocked the person to come before the congregation and on their trollish ways. Because, by the way, I don't even know these people that was trolling and making diss records and all this old bullshit. I don't give a shit about what y'all talking about. I done won three awards since then. United States Department of Congress, UCLA Black Law Students, Chase Minority Entrepreneur of the Year. I don't give a shit about them diss records. You can run them back. Back, send it to me. I'll put a hot 16 on it. Be more strategic and say, hey, Tez, can you get on it with us? I'll get on it with you. And we can do a back and forth. Hit them up. I can't rap, by the way.
If you like what you heard on Straight Shot No Chaser, please subscribe and drop a 5-star review and tell a friend. Straight Shot No Chaser is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. I'm Teslin Figaro, and I'd like to thank our producer, editor, mixer, Dwayne Crawford, and our executive producer, Charlamagne Tha God. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.